A little bit about yesterday, which was the issue of bracha levatala, and whether when a person says Hashem Elokeinu, is that considered to be also perhaps a bracha levatala as well, even if you don't say the Shem Hashem in Hebrew, but rather you say it in the vernacular. So that's what we discussed yesterday. There were a number of people who followed up with emails that there was some confusion as far as they were understanding it as to why should we distinguish between that and making a bracha to teach a child how to make a bracha. Sometimes you say Hashem Elokeinu when you're teaching a child. How does that differ from the situation we spoke about yesterday? So I just want to talk about that because I think it's an important point to clarify. The Gemara says the sugya starts in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara tells us that I should not make a bracha for somebody else if it's a birchas anen, and I can't make a bari mina mizonos for you if I'm not eating as well. However, says the Gemara, Aval porisu lebana velivne beso. I'm allowed to do that for my young children, kedei lechanchan b'mitzvahs, in order to teach my children to get in the habit of reciting brachas before they eat various food items. The Gemara says one is allowed to recite a bracha, seemingly a bracha levatala, even though I don't need the bracha recited on my own behalf, I need it only for my children. The Gemara says clearly that one is allowed to do that. This is reiterated in the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in the first parak, in Hilchas Brachos, Hatinokos, when you have young children, Melamdin Osam HaBrachos Kitikunam, you teach them the Brachos normally. You don't say Hashem Elokeinu. You say the real Shem Hashem, Ba'afal Pishen Mevarchen Levatela B'Shas HaLimud, even though it might lead them to say a Bracha when it's not necessarily supposed to be said. Sometimes you see children just walking around saying Brachos that are not necessary at all, says the Rambam, Hareza Mutter, you're allowed to do that because for the purposes of Chinuch, we want to get our children in the mood of doing such things, and the habit of doing that, and therefore the Rambam says this would be permissible. There's a very fascinating discussion that Reb Shlomo Zalman raises in the Halicha Shlomo. It's an unfortunate discussion, but Reb Shlomo Zalman discusses what's the story with teaching children, or for that matter, he says adults who are 14, 15, 16 years old, who have severe mental illnesses or have severe developmental disabilities and will never come to an age where they'll be bar chayuva. So chinuch by them is not really the same as chinuch by a young child who one day will become a bar chayuva on their own. So they ask Reb Shlomo Zalman this unfortunate shaila, are we allowed to make a bracha levatela to teach these young children or adults who will never come to a complete understanding of what the bracha is or how the bracha is supposed to properly be said? Are we allowed to do an extension of what the Rambam and the Gemara describe to teach young children to make a bracha? Are we allowed to teach these severely disabled children to make brachas as well? So Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote as follows. Very fascinating, he says. Even though you're right that chinuch doesn't really apply here because this child will never turn out when he becomes an adult or he matures, he will never have a mature mind. He will never have a complete understanding of what the bracha is and when it's supposed to be said. Still, he says, Mishum Ditzarach HaYeled UMishpachtohu. He says it's important to teach the children to make brachos and to recite a bracha levatala when doing so, because it is tzarech hayeled umishpachto. It is important for the well-being of the child as well as for the family who is dealing with such a circumstance. B'chol ma shemisayelo lios ktsas yoser kishar inchi, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Anything that will make this child look a little bit more or act a little bit more mainstream like everybody else, that he shouldn't stick out. So yes, unfortunately his disability will make him stick out a little bit. But says Reb Shlomo Zalman, anything that we can do as a community to make this child become a little bit more like everybody else and to make the family feel that the child is like everybody else, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, we would allow you even to make a bracha levatala to teach such a person to make a bracha. An incredible psak. You see, a Gadol B'Yisrael takes upon himself to make such a psak. And he says, however, he warns people that although we do have the right to teach them to make brachas in order to mainstream them a little bit more, however, he says, Yizaru, we should be careful as adults, as people who do have an understanding, Shalolanos Amen al Berchasam. We should not answer Amen on a bracha that they're making, because after all, they're not a Bar Chayuva, and they don't have an understanding of what it is that they're doing. Upanim Shotimim, in the end of the day, they're not really a Bar Chayuva at all in reciting this bracha, but we should try to do it anyway to teach them, but we should not answer Amen. He then gives a very interesting comment as well, and he says, once I'm on this topic, he says, I'm also going to mention that when you're talking about children who have severe developmental disability, he said, Kol kihila chayeves midina. Every community is obligated me'ikar adin. So what does it mean? We have communal obligations. We have a communal obligation to build a mikveh. Somebody's wife might not be at the age where they need the mikveh anymore. It doesn't matter. We can force every member of our community to pay money to contribute because this is a need that a community has. Again, You can't force everybody to pay for a fancier mikveh. You can't force everybody to build a second mikveh that might not be necessary, but to have the bare necessities of a mikveh in the community, that obviously everybody has to contribute, even if you personally might not have the need. Here too, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Kol kihila chayeves midina. Every community is obligated me'ikar hadin. Lahakim kitos liyiladim shehim shotim opitim lalamdam lehispalo. We have a communal obligation, he says, to set up institutions that will help such children become a little bit more taken care of, a little bit more understanding of how they should live through life. Afilum ein misparim rav. You'll say, we only have a few children in the neighborhood who have these needs, and it's not my kid, it's not my problem, my family is not dealing with it. It is your problem, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Every person in the community has an obligation to help contribute to the well-being of these children who unfortunately don't have the same opportunities as others. Kashem shekihila chayeves lidog l'chola hazakuk l'tipol rifui. The same way he says a community has an obligation. If there's somebody who cannot afford medical treatment and they need some life-saving operation, we have to raise the money to take care of them. So too he writes, we have to do the same. When it comes to taking care of these developmental disabilities, we have to do whatever we can to help these children. So that I thought was a very beautiful insight that Rav Shlomo Zalman has. But again, it piggybacks off what the Gemara describes about allowing ourselves to recite a bracha levatela when being mechanech young children to make a bracha. So now, let's try to think about that a little bit. We mentioned yesterday that there's a disagreement between the Balei Atosis and the Rambam whether a bracha levatela is considered to be an issa d'araisa or only an issa d'rabbanan. So if you assume, like Tosis says, that making a bracha levatela is only an issa d'rabbanan, then I would understand quite well why for the purposes of chinuch, which is also only a mitzvah mid'rabbanan, one is allowed to violate the Isser D'Rabbanan of Bracha Levatala and teach a child to make a bracha. However, if you assume that the Rambam is correct, that when you make a Bracha Levatala, you are violating an Isser D'Araisa by doing so, how can you allow yourself to do that for the mitzvah of Chinuch, which is only fundamentally a mitzvah mid'Rabbanan? How can you do such a thing? This is not my question. This is what the Ritva and other Rishonim ask on the Daf here in Rosh Hashanah, and they say, it must be that the Rambam is incorrect. This is how they prove that the Rambam is not right. If the Gemara tells us we are allowed to do the violation of a bracha levatela in order to teach children how to make brachos, that means that obviously the whole fundamental issur of bracha levatela is only derabbanan. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any rationale to allow you to do that. So how the Rambam gets out of it is a good question. And in fact, the Chayyadam discusses similarly, how do we ever have a right to, according to the Rambam, that any bracha is considered to be a bracha levatela if it's not warranted on a level of daraisa? How do you ever make a bracha on a mitzvah mid-rabbanan? A mitzvah mid-rabbanan, the Gemara discussed, how can you say vitzivanu? God himself didn't command us, but says the Chayyadam, I have a better question. Forgetting about vitzivanu, what about the bracha itself? Is it bracha levatela? It's a violation of an issa daraisa. How can you do that just to fulfill a mitzvah mid-rabbanan? So these are very important questions that the Rambam will have to deal with. I don't know exactly how he's going to answer, but basically the Halacha is very clear that the Shulchan Aruch says we are allowed to violate the prohibition of bracha levatela in order to teach a child to make a bracha, and Rav Shlomo Zalman extends that even maybe to a child who won't come to an age of chinuch, but still, we generally assume that bracha levatela would be allowed under such circumstances. So from what age would we allow a parent or an adult to teach a young child to recite a bracha? From what age do we say you make sense for violating the Isser Bracha Levatel in order to teach this kid how to make a bracha on his own? Do we say even from infancy? Sometimes you see a young child sitting in the high chair, and before the parent sticks some oatmeal into their mouth at 6 months old, the parent makes a bracha. Does that make any sense? The kid doesn't understand what it is that you're saying. The kid has no understanding what a bracha is or who Hashem is or anything, so really, should we make a Bracha Levatel for that circumstance? So this is an interesting question. In the Sefer Yesod V'Sharash HaAvoda, which again is not heavily relied upon for halacha at all, it's more of a machshava sefer, it's more of a hashkafa sefer. So in the Sefer Yesod V'Sharash HaAvoda, written by the great tzaddik, he wrote, "Meid ani alatzmi." He said about himself, "I can tell everyone, I can say openly, shenizharti me'od me'od lechanech bebirchas anenu nushara brachas." He says, "I was very careful to be mechanech my children, always to make the brachas at the proper time." And I did this, he says, even when my children weren't able to articulate the words, even when they weren't able to say the bracha on their own. He says, I said with them, and even after they ate a sandwich, I sat there and I said the whole benching with them, even though they weren't able to articulate the words on their own. Again, he was a great tzaddik, the Yesod V'Sharash HaAvoda, but this is certainly not the standard or accepted opinion at all. We follow the practice of the Prima Gadim, where the Prima Gadim points out that it would seem from the Shulchan Aruch that only once the kid is higia lechinuch, once the child is up to age where they can have an understanding of what it is that they're doing, then we say that a bracha levatala is warranted. Then you're allowed to teach the kid. But if you're younger than that age, and the million-dollar question is, what is that age? That's a good question. But if you're younger than that age, we assume that a bracha levatala would not be allowed, even though you have all the right intentions. You're doing it because you don't want the kid to put food in their mouth without making a bracha. You don't want them to have anything go in without understanding that this is what they're supposed to do. But still, we generally assume that that's not the proper approach. If a child is younger than chinuch age, we should not have the child recite, we should not teach the child to recite a bracha, because that would be a unwarranted bracha levatala on the part of the adult. Now there's another concern that one has to think about, and that is the Magen Avraham writes that when we as adults make a bracha, we should not recite a bracha when we're in the presence of young children who might not be clean. He says, again, this is not so common nowadays, but the Magen Avraham writes that the way of the children is to be mitapeach ba'ashpa. They're always playing around in the garbage. It's probably not the case nowadays. They're not always running around in the garbage. But anyway, he says, number one, they're around in the garbage. Number two, they don't know how to keep a gufnaki. They don't know how to keep themselves clean. And often he says they're going to be dirty, and they're not going to be proper to have a bracha recited in their presence. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, one has to be very careful because we have a prohibition, v'haya machanecha kadosh. You're not allowed to recite a bracha when there's tzoa or something of that nature in the immediate vicinity. So we assume, like the Magen Avraham says, that we have to be careful about that as well. If we're going to teach a child, Rabbi Avadia discusses, what if you teach a child to make a bracha? He's already three years old. He understands what it means to make a bracha. He knows what it is. He can articulate the words, but he's not always careful about a gufnaki. Says Rabbi Avadia, should we not teach the child to make a bracha because he's not going to be able to keep a gufnaki? Says Rabbi Avadia, that's not your problem. If the child is going to go later on and recite a bracha when they don't have a gufnaki, the child is not violating the Avera of Ahaya Machanecha Kaddush. They're not obligated to keep to that mitzvah of Ahaya Machanecha Kaddush. It's only the adult who has the problem. So therefore, says Rabbi Avadia, if you have a child who's already old enough to say the words, to understand what it is that they're saying, to understand there is a God that we're making the bracha to, then, says Rabbi Avadia, there's no reason to be careful and to figure out whether the child is always going to have a gufnaki, which I think is a relevant question. Sometimes you have a kid who's 3-4 years old enough to say the bracha on their own, old enough to have some kind of understanding, but yet not old enough to always be careful with their own body. So that, says Rabbi Avadia, you don't have to worry. However, he says, as an adult, you're not allowed to answer amen to their bracha unless you know that they have a gufnaki. So that's an interesting caveat that he adds to it, that although you're allowed to be mechanech them, because v'haya machanecha kadosh doesn't apply to them, but you as an adult are not able to answer amen to their bracha because unless you know that they have a gufnaki, that bracha was not really warranted. That bracha is not really proper. What? No, meaning that's only for you to recite a bracha, but for him to recite the bracha when he is dirty, yeah, that's the problem. Right, so the adult, no, for the adult to answer amen, even if you are dalet amos away, it's a bracha that was recited by someone who doesn't have a gufnaki, so then we assume that would be a problem. So now, what about answering amen to the bracha of a katan who is younger than bar mitzvah, but does understand what they're saying? So there the Gemara says clearly, you're allowed to answer amen to brachas that katana make, if they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old and they understand what it is that they're saying, certainly we should answer amen to their bracha, and certainly we should go along and encourage them to make the bracha, as long as they are higia l'chinuch, as long as they're making the bracha for the right reasons. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if they're saying the bracha rak l'hislamid, if they're just teaching themselves and training themselves and reviewing the bracha, then obviously we don't answer amen, because there's no reason for that bracha to be recited at that particular time. So as we said, the million-dollar question is, at what age would you say a child is higia l'chinuch? So some achronim, some contemporary achronim say, once the kid understands l'mi mevarchim, once the kid understands who it is that they're making the bracha to, again, they don't have to have a complete understanding of what the Ribono Shel Olam means. Probably most adults don't understand what it means either. But they have some concept. They understand when you make a bracha, it's not just you're making a blessing over the food, it's that you're making a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing us with the food. So that's generally what we assume. So what do you do when you have a young child who makes a bracha, but he doesn't understand what it is that he's doing? He doesn't really understand, so should he just sit there quietly and not answer amen? That's really the strict letter of the law. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that's bad for the kid. He's going to think you're not acknowledging his bracha. You say amen to everybody else. What about me? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said you should say amen without saying the last letter. And that's what we call an omen yisoma. He said the kid is not going to be able to discern that you're leaving out the last syllable, the last letter. And therefore, said Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that's the easy way out of it. You're showing your kid that you acknowledge the fact that he make a bracha. You're encouraging him to make the bracha. But at the same time, he says, you don't have a right to answer amen because this really was not a proper bracha. There were other achronim who suggested something that I think is probably very unusual and probably most of us would not adopt. But he says that maybe you should say, after a child makes a bracha, you should recite the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. So you should scream out Amen V'Amen. Again, I don't know how many of us would do such a thing. After a child makes a bracha, every time we're going to remind ourselves to say the bracha. It depends how old the child is, and if he's too young, then I'm going to say that pasuk and end off Amen V'Amen, screaming out loud. Very unusual. But I did get a shaila yesterday, which I thought was interesting, and with this we'll close. And that was, there was someone who was at a conservative shiva, and they were having a minyan. They actually asked this woman to be part of the minyan for the shiva house. So this woman texted me from the house and asked, should I participate in the minyan or not? Is there anything wrong with me? So we were discussing that. And then I said to her, even if they have a minyan without you, you don't have a right to answer Amen or to answer Baruch Hu, because you can't just say, what do I have to lose by answering Amen? That's not a bracha levatel. The answer is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Tesvav, if you have the person who's making the bracha is either an apikoros, someone who doesn't believe in the authenticity of God and his Torah, or if you have a non-Jew making a bracha, or you have a young child who has no understanding of what it is that they're saying, ein lanos achar av amein, says the Shulchan Aruch, you do have to lose. You don't answer amein after a bracha like that. You don't answer amein that you affirm what it is that they're saying. You don't affirm what it is that they're saying. You're not a believer in God. You're not a Jewish person. You're making a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has no meaning. So there is what to lose when you have someone who answers amen to a bracha that's not warranted. But basically, this is the general assumption that we have when a kada halacha of young children reciting brachos. Again, it depends how old the child is. But generally, if the child is old enough, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say clearly that an adult has every right and every obligation to say a bracha levatala in order to teach the child how to recite a bracha properly on their own. That would not be a violation at all of the basic principle of the Isser Bracha Levatala and Losisa Shem Hashem Alokecha Lashav. Yeah.